Good morning, Tuesday. It is right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. It's probably Tuesday everywhere else as well. We are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. We're in for a very big show today. Welcome to listeners across SEN 1170 AM in Sydney and everyone across the SEN app or wherever you're listening across the SEN network, as we often like to say. Whether you just want to ring up for a chat, doesn't have to be make a strong sporting point. If you just want to say hello, or let us know where you're listening, what you're doing, are you already at work, text in 0457 736 736. We're only too happy to give you a shout-out. Plenty happening on today's show. I feel like I've got a... We need degrees in medicine, Dr. Alexander, because we're going to talk a lot about injuries today. We need to understand the complications of injuries, most notably to Kalyn Ponga, Jamal Fogarty, Sean Johnson, Clint Gutherson. There's all these key players with injuries that we're going to talk about. Good morning, Dr. Alexander.
Morning, Andrew. I'm your man. If you're going to talk injuries, I definitely am your man. Just heard Vanessa on the news say Newcastle looking for ways to cover for the loss of Kalyn Ponga. My reply to that would be... No, they won't be able to.
Joey is Joey
find
fit?
A replacement.
Yeah, is Joey fit? They got Joey back.
It's going to be a tough haul for the Newcastle Knights over the next 12 weeks, and that would be sounds like a good case scenario for Kalyn Ponga's foot injury. And we spoke about when we heard that Kalyn Ponga had a foot injury to go with his hip injury.
Yep,
Vossi, we said, wow, foot injuries. They are lengthy.
Yeah, well, that's it. There's no painkiller, is there? There's nothing there. Nothing can be done.
I think it might have been Gary of Newtown said that the blood flow isn't as good to the extremities as it is everywhere else. So that could be right, too.
Well, let's clear up one thing on Ponga and the injury. It was not related to the hip. Can say, well, should he have been playing with a hip? Well, you know, plenty do play with pain, but he did look inconvenienced. I would have taken him off the previous week when he was a passenger for 25 minutes, but it has nothing to do with the suffering of the foot injury. One doesn't lead to the other.
No, it doesn't, no. And I've had a hip pointer, and hip pointer injuries are one of the most painful injuries you can have, but you can needle it and get on the field the following week. So there was no problem, I didn't think, with Ponga playing against the Bulldogs, and the foot injury was unrelated to what happened to him the week before. So, Kalyn Ponga, not easy to replace.
You would have to say, though, headspace wasn't quite right when in the Fox League preview before the game, he said, hopefully I make it through to half time. You really don't want a player thinking that and saying it out loud pre-game that he's got this, he's got some inhibitions and some doubts about his own fitness with the injury. But again, unrelated, if he was favouring the hip, it doesn't lead to the foot injury. That's been confirmed by every doctor outside you, Mr. Dr. Alexander.
That's right. Yeah. So whatever medical question you want to throw at me this morning, Andrew, feel free. Yesterday, what did you do? What did you do after we finished work yesterday? What did you get up to yesterday?
No, just work. Just work in the warehouse, if you really want to know. It's a pretty boring story. Went down and caught up with Bo Scott yesterday.
Yeah.
Bo Scott's running Flip Out at Braemar. Yeah, Bo. Former grand final winner, former Knight, former Eel, former Dragon, former Shark, former New South Wales, former Kangaroo.
Around. Okay.
Yeah, Flip Out's were big. Good man.
I remember taking my boys to Flip Out some time ago. There was a Flip Out at Brookvale. I don't know if it's still there, Vossie. It can get pretty chaotic on a weekend, it's noisy.
School holidays. It's noisy. Mm. Yeah, but he makes a good cup of coffee, Bo Scott, too. Very handy. Yeah, no, but drop in and say good day to him. Braemar is the venue.
Would he scare the kids if he just sort of pulled that face, like, you know, he's
any shenanigans,
deadpan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good man to have in charge of a Flip Out if things got a bit hectic, I reckon. but he makes a good coffee. She's tasty. Yeah. But anyway,
tough.
You asked, I answered. So, no, yeah. If you're thinking I was going to answer, I sat down and watched Graham Annesley, then no, I didn't. I leave that to you. That's also your department.
So, you know what? I left it yesterday. Because of the golf was washed out yesterday, the Heritage Classic, and when we finished work, it was up and running again. So, I watched a little bit of the golf. Then I got busy doing something, but I went out and played golf yesterday. And I've only had... Since the footy season started, I've only had one game. Played out at Stonecutters Creek about 3 weeks ago, Penrith Sponsors Day. That was a good day, but I played with two of my boys, the oldest boy, Liam, and Bo, who flies to Japan this morning. So he's
right.
They're up now. They're packing bags.
All happening.
It's all happening now. So he's flying to Japan today. So I played golf at Long Reef. Long Reef is it's a stunning course. It's a public course, so it's
links,
very busy.
Coastal
links, but in great nick. Like, greens are fast, like glass. Really good. It's a really good track. So it's good to be on the golf course.
And is that the end of the story? Was that it? What did you do yesterday after the show? You just want to tell you about
no,
a golf
no,
course?
No, I'm getting to
no,
it.
No, so I something played happening. Something so happened. About, tell me you ran so, into someone. George Clooney appeared out of the bushes or something like that.
No. It's just
one
just
of the Dado brothers? Something.
But then when I got home, I thought, my day doesn't feel fulfilled. Why is that? I wonder why I wasn't feeling. There's something missing on a Monday. Mm. It was the Graham address. So I sat down and watched it. I did. I put myself through it.
Ah, you did it. Well done.
Now, let's just start with Cameron Munster. Cameron Munster, all good. All good. So, you know the rules on the bin? Because we spoke about sin.
Right. Well, yesterday. You meant to stand in the tunnel, aren't you, with the official...
Hang on.
No.
Yep. So, you got 8 and 2. 8 minutes need to be spent inside the sheds. Mm. 2 minutes you can stand outside. You can come out. You can come out 2 minutes... 2 minutes before you run on. Now, there was complaints about the bike. Why was he on the bike? Well, he was under the supervision of the ground manager. And they requested from the ground manager that because Cameron had a previous injury, the groin, they wanted to keep him warm. Can I hop on the bike? The ground manager said yes.
Well,
so the bike action was all good. So all clear, Cameron Munster. Brad Schneider, he should have been sin bin. That didn't come as any surprise.
There we go.
But then we got into the Nelson Asifa Solomona push, assisting Eli Katoa in the
this
try.
This is going to get meaty, I think. This is going to get meaty, well, Brandy. Are you going to be salty, Brandy, in a moment? You're going to
No, I'm not going to be snap? Salty. No. Graham had no problem with the process that the bunker went through. And I agreed. You heard the audio of the bunker, and I thought, well, they've done things, you know, as they should have. And Graham also pointed out, clearly that he understands there will be divided opinion. Now, part of the rules, and Vossi, you sent me the little snapshot of the rules that state if you assist a player in a try-scoring situation, you will be penalised.
Clarified pre-season this year. That's why it's on the website now. You can go onto the NRL.com website and see that exact terminology in black and white.
There is a part B of that. Now, considered must be any momentum that the tackle generates. So, basically what he said was the momentum generated by the tackle, and that's Eli Katoa with the ball, was enough to get him in the end goal. Now, I would dispute that, because once you saw the side-on view, you saw just how much of a push Nelson gave Eli Katoa. I think the momentum was generated by Nelson Asifa Solomona. Therefore, I would have penalised him. That's that one. So, in the question time, Graham said, any questions? And you just hear this little female voice asking a question sort of a roundabout way. I'm thinking, well, are we serious here? Like, what is there? No one else in the room? She asked questions on both issues. Same person. So I'm thinking maybe the NRL have just got someone in there, put them there for questions.
So you're thinking it's like Parliament. Yeah, well, I ask a question of the Senator, would he please say, oh, thank you for that question, and I now have 10 minutes prepared to answer it.
That could be the way. And then, I don't even want to go into the Remus Smith one. It got a little bit...
You call him Cap?
Well,
it was just Cap.
Well,
you call him
if
Cap.
My question would have been, now, Graham went on to describe... disruptors, and he was having a go, and he was genuine in his attempt to catch the ball, and Connor Watson got
the
blame.
Pushed him in the back.
Connor Watson got the blame because, and Graham said, let me be clear, Connor Watson's done nothing wrong. He just took up a position under the ball where he thought it was going to win.
Yeah, that's right.
But that caused Remus Smith to change his, once he attempted to catch the ball, Connor Watson changed what Remus Smith was doing because he had to get over the back of him. But my question to Graham would have been, Graham, what about the timing of the contact on Manu? He pushed him in the back, pushed him in the shoulders as he was catching the ball. So he took away his ability to catch the ball.
That's right. It's an illegal act on a player trying to catch a ball. Pushed him in the back, two hands.
No one asked that question. There was no one said, Graham, what about the timing of the contact on Joseph Manu? No one said that. Yes. The gallery
so if,
was
if
quiet.
Connor Watson, who did nothing wrong, then is to blame for the consequence, well, then can that same defence not be applied to any high tackle where an attacker drops? It's not my fault I got him in the head because he dropped. He dropped. So it's not I shouldn't be charged. All clear. No, that's rubbish logic. Yeah, you can't be doing that. The smother. Smother us.
Yes.
Smother us with jibber. I don't know. Anyway, it's good. But that's what we do for 3 hours every morning, so I suppose Graham's entitled to do it 1 hour a week.
Yeah, it was good.
But you still liked the session.
I did.
You're addicted to it. You are addicted to it, Brandy.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like my Monday isn't Monday if I don't listen to Graham.
Now, Brandy, shout out. I said, text us wherever you are. Morning, boys. This one, listening in from, is it pronounced Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, British Columbia? Ian, usually from Tweed Heads.
He's on holiday.
So Ian is over there in British Columbia. He's listening to us right now. Why don't we say hello world at the top of the program like Lordsy used to? Is Lordsy still on? Is he still with us? Hello world. Can we do that?
No one's 100% sure on that, Andrew.
Because that Nanaimo it is. Nanaimo. There you go. Nanaimo, British Columbia. They're listening in to us getting this stuff that we're going. This one, great story, Brandy. You didn't watch Graham Annesley's address, but then you did good stuff, says the Pearl.
Well, Pearl, I didn't watch it live. Well, normally I like
no,
to
I didn't
catch
watch it live,
but
no,
I watched
no,
it on
But
on
it is a good story. I'm on one with the Pearl. It was a really good story. Really good story. Another injury, Jamal Fogarty. Gee, the innocuous manner in which he suffers the bicep injury. The clip almost happened so quick, you don't even know what happened there. Dr. Alexander, the bicep, he's now got surgery this week, three months.
Yeah, because, look, we said through the game, when we heard it was a bicep injury, I said, well, there's some players that have played, I've played with players that have played with ruptured biceps. My old doctor, Dr. Norm Southern, who was my doctor at Penrith from Harold Matthews right through my whole first grade career, he texted me and he said, you're right. He said, some players do, depending on where you rupture it, Andrew. If it's up the top, you can play on. If you rupture it down near the elbow, down at the bottom of the, it's called the distal part of the bicep, you're in trouble. And that's exactly what Jamal Fogarty must have done. So he's ruptured his bicep down the bottom near the elbow. That requires surgery. And he's 3 months.
That's nasty. And then Clint Gutherson, so now he's got a problem. He's being nursed through. You know, they're draining the fluid off the knee. Sean Johnson's got this Achilles problem. That's a, you know, load injury. Only rest could fix it.
Obviously, that it's the Achilles that he ruptured playing for the Sharks, you would think. Do they rest him this weekend against
league.
The Titans?
Chances. Wow. We've got prizes to give away today. We've got the Signet Boost Power Bank to give away. Double pass to Waratahs v Chiefs coming up on Friday at Allianz Stadium. Tickets at waratahs.rugby/tickets. So coming off the bye, the Waratahs. And had a really good chat with Will Harrison last week. Enjoyed that. What an impressive young bloke he is. Let's hope that he can reproduce. He had his Sam Stone Street moment, really, in some ways, the previous week. Not that it was debut, but given all the injuries he had to come back and kick the penalty goal and then kick the field goal in extra time. It was a great moment in front of family and friends. So good luck. Waratahs double pass giveaway later in the program. David Riccio on today is the go well, not Michael Carrier. David Riccio on the show. That is thumbs up. That is absolute thumbs up. And Anthony Minicello ahead of Anzac Day on Thursday. The great Mini. But not just to talk about Anzac Day, but talk anything with Mini. I was actually going to throw up Mini. Housewives of Sydney, isn't it? What's the program called? So his wife,
Something
Terry, was...
close to that.
Yeah, The Real Housewives of Sydney. I wondered whether Minnie then would be inspired to have The Real Husbands of Sydney. Would he go on a program? Maybe footy husbands. Would that work? So. I don't know, it makes sense. But anyway.
Does the housewives work? Is that a good rating?
Plenty of people watch it. Plenty of people watch it. To me, it's just, I'd probably prefer to watch Graham Annesley. they just talk. They just talk away. Okay. See what Anthony thought about it. I don't know.
Port Macquarie Pearl says, I ruptured my bicep near the elbow and was out of work for 4 months. And my work doesn't include tackling.
He's taken a couple of hit-ups in the first set, Port Macquarie Pearl, hasn't he?
He's busy.
He's in for a big game today. He's come off the back fence a couple of times in the first set. And one last one to cogitate as we go to a break, Brandy. I'm not a surfer. Are you a surfer? You ever surfed?
No. I like the water, but I don't surf.
Okay, would it scare you, a big wave? Or like, what's a big wave to you when you're out in the surf?
A big wave would scare me. If I was on a surfboard, no idea.
Well, they've done a recheck of the effort of the German, you know him well, Sebastian Schrutner, from February over there in Portugal. Now, they've come up with some new apparatus or something to measure the wave that he surfed there, and they're now confirming it as the world record. The wave was 93.72 feet. That is 28.57 metres high. That was actually provisionally measured at that.
Yeah, I saw the picture. He was a little dot. He was tiny on the wave. Massive wave. So yeah, that would scare me, Andrew. There's not a chance that I would.
What would your heart rate be? Like, seriously.
180.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, well done,
Sebastian.
How did Sebastian.
He fare after the wave broke? How did he go?
He says it's the record to me, this is the quote, and I won't put on a voice because we don't do dress-ups or voices. The record to me is definitely secondary to actually riding the wave and everything that goes into it. He told CNN Sport, I think what was special about this last big day in February was that we surfed conditions that never have been surfed before. Mm. There you go. Any surfers out there, what's the biggest wave? Surfer. What is the buzz like? Share it with us. Put it into layman's terms. What is surfing a big wave like? Talk yourself up today. Have you been to Hawaii? Have you surfed something out there in some remote location? Talk surfing this morning on the open line, the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170, or text 0457 736 736. How much is fear a component of the enjoyment of surfing?
Big.
Let us know. Just interested, because I've never stood on a board, so I need to know.
I've done that. I have stood on a board. Like
I've been to fish markets. I've been to Wando Beach. Haven't walked the Harbour Bridge. Yep. Okay, good start to the show. 21 after 6. This is the place to talk sport. We've got some great sponsors, some terrific support for our program, Brandy.
We're here for Bryden's Lawyers, Vossie. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. Come on, let's stick together. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Sydney's weather this morning, clear with some cloud about. Currently 15, top of 23. Shout out to our town is Mudgee, partly cloudy and 9 degrees, top of 23 out there in Mudgee. And of course, the Panthers will be taking games out to Mudgee in 25 and 26.
So that's locked in. So Bathurst will remain as well. So
Bathurst stays.
And Mudgee added.
Yeah, Bathurst is locked in for the next 8 or 9 years. Like, I think there was a 10-year deal done with Bathurst. So Bathurst is locked in for long term. And of course, there was some trial action out there this year. And Manly have been taking a game out there for the last couple
of years. Tom's had a day there. Tom's had a few good days there.
He has.
Hey, there's a question for you, Brandy. Question for you, Graham Annesley. Essay. This is Cam from Carlo. Did Graham Annesley mention the Addo car try, the first one, where he... I'm amazed this has gone under the radar, but Josh's foot kicks up powder from the touchline before he scored the try, but the video ref saw fit to overturn the touchy's on-field decision. I think no one noticed because the Dogs won easily anyway. Yeah, we spoke about it yesterday. It was remarkable that the with all those screens, how it could not be seen. It was emphatic as evidence. Don't worry what you thought you saw, whether the foot was not on the ground. The evidence...
like the evidence was white.
Dirt doesn't white come powder. Up by itself. Mm. That's right. The white of the line comes yep. up in the air because the foot is dragged across it. It was just so, it was just 100 out of 100 proof, like emphatic evidence proof ignored. How did
Cam from Carlo, no happen? Mention.
You can't just say it's a mistake. You can't just say it's a mistake. I think White Raymond was the referee. He was in the bunker for that game. You can't just say you weren't looking. White Raymond.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he missed that one, didn't he?
Well, but how do you say that, Ed?
No, like, I don't know.
Really, yeah. I know it's a cliche, but you have one job. Like, yes, you have to look at those things. You're looking foot line. Oh, look, there it is. What's that? Oh, that's the dirt.
That's the chalk from the line.
Yeah, that's the chalk. The chalk. John McEnroe, where's he?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good one. Reid Marnie got charged. What are we doing? What is rugby league doing? Reid Marnie got charged for contrary conduct. Did he do any more than a bit of verbal? The wave? Like, is that the benchmark now? For bit of brouhaha, you are going to get a fine. What about all the blokes who run in and do the shove, do the close-fisted grab the jersey, shove in the sternum?
Mm.
Is that worse? Is that better or worse than waving a big forward, big boofy forward goodbye when he gets pinned?
Yeah, well, that's worse. Come running in and shoving, yeah. It's a silly charge. Silly. He should have been applauded. They should, you know what? They should have said, Reid, you know, whatever you did on the field, we're willing to look past that because, in effect, it was nothing. Mm. You should be applauded for not reacting to the Jack Hetherington push. So you're free to play.
That's a fair point, actually. That's a fair point. So what part of Jack Hetherington's charge, and he got a grade two, is what went on field? If Reid Marnie's getting a $1,000 fine for on field and Hetherington's getting fined for his actions in the tunnel, surely Hetherington's getting something for on field as well then, if Reid Marnie is. Or is Hetherington, don't worry about that, we only go with the tunnel crap.
Yeah.
Well, which was crap.
Yeah. 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 So, wrong there, too.
It's amazing. Well, I don't know. We better go to the news. We're going to catch our breath because I don't want the show to be hijacked by controversy. I want to talk a few positive things as well. Great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170 open for business right now, Brandy. Come on,
let's get together. Vanessa, thank you. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments and experience game-changing sound this season. Who with, Vossi?
Sonos.
Sonos, of course.
Lock
Sonos.
It in.
Sonos.
Lock it in.
Brilliant sound. Signet Boost Power Bank is up for grabs again today. Signet Boost Power Bank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. All you have to do is follow us on Insta at Vossi Brandy, SEN.
Trying to flush out the surface. We just want to hear. Brandy has been on a surfboard, can't talk with any authority. I can't talk about surfing and the thrill and the buzz that you get surfing with any knowledge at all. What is it like when this... I'm not expecting someone to say, well, I've surfed a 90-footer like Sebastian Strudner. What is the buzz? Wave. Like, what's the biggest you've surfed? Let us know. Talk about it. Wax lyrical. Even if you're making it up a little, you can add a few feet. If you like, but where have you surfed? What's your biggest wave? What is it like? Are you scared? Did things go wrong? Did things go good? Let us know.
Is there a moment when you get on the wave where you're thinking, oh, Jesus? Double pass to Waratahs Chiefs game, Vossi. We're giving that away too, which is on Friday, the day after Anzac Day at Allianz Stadium. Tickets at waratahs.rugby/tickets. How are we going to give this away, the rugby? The rugger, do we need to throw up a question? Do we need to flush out our rugby family?
Well, we'd like someone who's going to want to be there. No point giving it to a A-League fan who's rusted on, you know, MacArthur fan who's not going to go to the game. So we want you to be able to go to the game on Friday. So that's probably the first criteria. So, Brandy, I'm going to leave it with you. We pay you the big dollars.
Okay.
You come up with something.
Okay, here's,
a voice. Maybe you could do an impersonation of someone. We're going to guess who it is.
Okay. Well, now I've got a question because it's one that I don't know the answer to. Who is the current Wallabies coach?
Mm. Oh, Schmidt. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway, this text from Frank the Shark, who gets fired up. He says, the tunnel stuff was brilliant. Everyone loved it, he says. The game is better thanks to Heatho's antics. Anyone who thinks otherwise is a dribbling fool. The Shark, beautifully put. Lovely text. You're a dribbling fool if like, you don't think it was good for the game.
You've got to admit that I liked watching it. Like, I wanted to see what was happening.
The theatre of rugby league.
That's
the
right.
The theatre of rugby league.
Doesn't mean he doesn't pay a price for doing it, Frank the Shark. But I think you're right. I think most people liked watching it. Reed Marnie getting fined is like when Braith and Astor got sin bin for being punched in the face. But Braith didn't get sin bin then, did he? He got penalised.
You're off your head. Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, no, he got. Remember?
He got binned.
Did he got sin bin? Yeah. Well, certainly the penalty went against him.
Penalty.
When he got David Farlong, he was bleeding from the mouth. But he got it. You're off your head, he says to the ref. Great moment. Let's get Braith on and confirm that. He's probably listening. He might be out on his morning walk. Does he walk in the morning? I don't know. I just made that up.
Bondi to Bronte. What is it? What's the walk? What's that walk on the eastern suburbs?
It's a I don't know. I don't get that way. That's not...
From here to where, but you've heard it. The Bondi to Bronte. No. Bronte. Yeah, Bondi to Bronte. Yeah. As of from DY, Reed Marnie did get rewarded for not reacting to Hetherington's tunnel antics. He didn't get beaten to a pulp. Well, yeah, I guess that's a bit of a reward.
I must have watched the incident now 50 times, I think. And every time I think, that's a fair shove. That's not a play shove. Mm. Something going on there in Jack's head. Like, he was on tilt. Anything could happen there. Anything could have happened. Like, that could have joined infamous moments of rugby league and been replayed for 100 years if Jack Hetherington just went that 5, 10% further.
Well, if Reed Marnie reacted differently,
yeah,
like if he had been aggressive himself, well, then I think Jack's throwing a punch for sure. Mm.
But it wasn't a little playful push. It was a real assassin to big shove.
Have we got Braith on the line? Braith and Astor, yeah. Braith,
there he is.
You're off your head.
One of the great. The ex-mother... I'm just reading this that comes in. This could be drama. The ex-mother-in-law slipped... I said stripped. The ex-mother-in-law slipped and fell in my pool while playing with the kids. Can't say I surfer it, but decent wave. What? I said, as I said, I didn't read it. Didn't pre-read
Tiger.
It. That's from Coffs Tiger, no.
Rewrite Coffs Tiger. Rewrite it. Yep.
I don't know what that means. How are you going to give away rugby tickets? Pay the people. No, well, that's not nice, Darnay. No. No, the Waratahs are coming off a win. 43-40, the last win. Just a reminder. 43-40. So back-to-back wins beckons, having had the bye.
Very exciting.
See what happens.
Very exciting. Let's go to the Tuesday golf desk, because we do have to wrap up what happened yesterday. As I said, Vossie, the Heritage was washed out while we were weather delay. While we're on air yesterday, they came back on to play, and Scotty Scheffler ended up winning by 3 strokes. Another $3.6 million falls into the hip pocket. First player since Bernard Langer in 1985 to win the Masters and the Heritage. Scheffler has now won 4 of his past 5 tournaments.
Incredible.
First in the Arnold Palmer Invitational, won it. Players' Championship, won it. Second at Houston, tied for second, won the Masters, then won the Heritage. That is an incredible period of golf for Scotty Scheffler.
All right. Now, clarification, Coffs Tiger. The text reads better once you understand it. So, get this. So, what he's saying is the ex-mother-in-law slipped and fell in my pool while playing with the kids. Can't say I surfed it, but it was a decent wave. That's better. Now that we've clarified, can't say I surfed it, the splash that she made, suggesting that she may have been of a size.
That's good.
Thank you for the text, Coffs Tiger. Glad we cleared that one up.
Southern Bank Open Line. The Great Southern Bank Open Line is open for business, 1300 01 1170, and Panther Pete is on the line. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Andrew. Brandy, you're going to Japan. I went there about 4 or 5 years ago. A couple of pieces of advice for you. Don't ignore the convenience stores if you need a food. Unlike Australia, they are well-priced, and good food and good value. We learnt that. That was one. Okay. During the week, the clothing, the only clothing you'll see is black and white everywhere. And on the weekend, all the colours come out. And
really?
Be on time. Yeah, it's a strange thing over there, but it's all business during the week. And
yep.
That's male and female, black and white during the week, colours on the weekend, and don't be late for anything. The train leaves at 6:06, it leaves at 6:06. Andrew, one for you. I think you need Pam for Pete's tour of Sydney.
Me?
You're lacking your appreciation of the great city.
That's good.
And I can do that for you. Plenty of great lookouts, plenty of great places of interest. And I think we need to work on that during the year. Andrew?
I think that's a good point, Pete.
Pete, you come up with a short list of venues. Obviously, you're going to say fish markets, Bondi Beach.
Yeah, we'll start there.
Bondi to Bronte Walk. You know. But you come up with some other sites that I need to take in that you throw them at me that I probably haven't experienced before.
Have you ever done a walk around the rocks? Andrew?
Well, probably at a school excursion when I was 10. Yeah, probably.
Did you enjoy that?
Tank Stream Arcade?
You wouldn't have appreciated it back then. You go for a walk
school
around
excursion.
The rocks.
It was a day off school. No, it was pretty good. Long time ago. Pete, thank you for the offer. I'll leave it with you. I'm not saying no. I'm thinking no. But I'm not saying no at this point. See what you come up with. You put together a package of places, what we're going to do in a day, things that we're going to take in, and then I'll get back to you. Okay?
All the best. Have a good day, boys.
Yeah, all the best to you, Pete. Panther Pete. Thank you for making that effort. 1-300-01-1170, the Great Southern Bank open line. I can't, things in the city that I, Mrs. Macquarie's chair. Is there an actual chair there? I can't say that I've ever stood there. Is there a chair?
Yeah, I don't know that. No,
Mrs. Macquarie's chair an actual chair? I don't know.
I'm going to say yes.
When was the last time?
I'm going to say there's got to be a chair somewhere.
I don't know. I'm just talking about sites in Sydney that tourists go to. You tell them, go to Mrs. Macquarie's chair. I wouldn't even know what's there. That was a chair.
Botanical Gardens. Down? Have you walked around the Botanical Gardens?
Yeah, I had a bit of a walk there. Yeah, because park around there. Often when I go in the city, park around the back there. So
have you been to North Head, South Head? Have you been to the heads of, and imagine, the Endeavour sailing in?
No, I haven't. At North or South Head, imagining the Endeavour coming in. No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't.
Right. Well, you've got to.
It's going absolutely nowhere, this chat. Watson's Bay. Someone's been to. Yeah, I've been to Watson's Bay, not for a long time. Spit to Manly Walk. Now, every bloody walks have I got? I'm not walking, okay? I'm not. If we're doing a tour of Sydney, we're doing it in the car, okay, or a little minibus. We're not walking. Not walking around. Lucas Heights, I've been to Lucas Heights. No. Well, I've driven past Lucas Heights. I can't say I've gone into the reactor or whatever. I haven't been in there to have a bit of a sticky beak, but I've driven past it there. Thank you for all these suggestions. This one, let's get back onto football. Vossie,
yes.
Brandy, it's madness if Reid Marnie is charged. He did the equivalent of a water polo player squeezing the opponent's nuts under the water and then the opponent reacting above the water and getting penalised. Keep it up, Reid, says Stingray. Interesting analogy.
So is that permissible in water polo, is it? You're allowed to squirrel grip? You're allowed to, are you? And no one reacts.
Well, it's hard for the ref to rule on a squeeze of the Jets crackers. they can't just disappear. I don't know. Again, 6:45, breakfast with Austin Brady. Have we got a rundown? Are we sticking to the rundown today? Because what is this chat? But all you lunatics, you're all coming on board and texting in all these. You're buying into this conversation. On the text, 0457736736, powered by Kubota, the tractors, the lawnmowers, the Land Pride attachments. It's all the good gear.
Back soon. Come on. Breakfast powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments. Get in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali worth almost 10 grand. And we're just about to do a sports update, and it is for Glow Fire Pits. Rekindle the spark with Glow Fire Pits. Vossie, just before we do that, Jerome Hughes linked with the Titans. What, because is he feeling homesick now? What, he played with the Titans when he was a teenager? Does Jerome Hughes really want to go back to the Titans?
Or is Morning that just Glory a story floated floating? That Jerome Hughes might go back to New Zealand. Like, it was just a chat. It was just a chat until it just took off.
So he has shut that down, hasn't he, Jerome
denied
Hughes?
Denied it. Yeah. Denied it. From the London Marathon, the videos emerged on social media. This kicks off our sports update. There's a competitor there that did the London Marathon and filmed every mile he had a glass of wine. He films himself drinking a glass of wine every mile of the London Mile. Yeah. So, it's a really entertaining video. And he does the run. He's full on. He's in the gear and he gets a little more jovial as the race goes on. Yeah. On to the IPL last night. Rajasthan Royals registered their third straight win with a 9-wicket victory over the Mumbai Indians. Mumbai 9 for 179 off their 20 overs. Tim David failed with a bat, only made 3. Royals chased down the target with 8 balls to spare. Jaiswal, the star, with an unbeaten 104 off 60 balls.
Yeah, and the NBA playoffs continue today, but so far all 8 home teams have won game 1 of the first round. The Thunder beat the Pelicans. The SGA beat... scored 28 points for the Thunder. Who's SGA? Does anyone want to... That's like...
SGA? Shea Gildress Alexander or something his name is. I mean, that's just absolute rubbish areas.
Giddy struggled in his NBA playoff debut. 2 points, 3 points, 3 assists. And Dyson Daniel? Is it Dyson Daniel?
Dyson Daniel.
Off the bench for the
It's a great update. The Bucks 109.94 over the Pacers. Damian Lillard 35 points in the win for Milwaukee. Today's games are Cavs v Magic. Cavs are 1-0 up, and game 2 are Knicks v 76ers. Knicks 1-0 up. On this day coming up in a moment, we're going to do a shout out to a 6-year-old having a birthday today. That'll be a first. Stick around for that.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the World Cup.
He scores!
On Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on this day.
Yeah, Vossie, on this day, 23rd of April, the feast day of St. George, the England patron saint, celebrating everywhere. 2001, Fatboy Slim releases the single Weapon of Choice with the music video starring Christopher Walken. You can roll that.
You can roll this. Christopher Walken dancing, yes, right. Great get, Brent. On this day, 2005, the first YouTube video is posted. The 18-second clip, Me at the Zoo, shows co-founder Jawed Karim at San Diego Zoo. How about that?
Wow. 23rd of April, 1921, Vossie. St. George play their first premiership match at the SCG. Saints are beaten by Glebe 4-3.
I think they play at the Sports Ground. I think they're at the Sports Ground, not the SCG, Brandy.
Sydney Sports Ground.
Yes.
1983, David Hook scores his only Test cricket century, 143, not out against Sri Lanka.
All right, what about the birthdays? Roy Orbison, born on this day, 1936.
Mm-hmm. 1939, the $6 million man, Lee Majors.
1977.
Comedian John Oliver, wrestler and actor John Cena.
Prince Louis VI today. Prince Louis, second son of William and Kate. And 1980, Teo Cruz, who had this song. He's 44 today.